Title: Sampler Modulation Basics for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper 90s rave stat instrument inside Ableton Live using sampler. And we're going to do it the way it actually feels in drum and bass. Movement, bite, and that alive hardware behavior. Not just drawing one filter automation line and calling it a day. We'll use envelopes, LFO, and velocity, so every hit has character. And then we'll shape it with a simple stock Ableton chain so it sits in a rolling DNB mix without stealing the sub or smearing the snare. Before we touch modulation, set yourself up in context. Put your project at 170 to 175 BPM. Make a quick drum foundation. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add a hat shuffle or drop in a break layer, even if it's rough. And add a bass track, even if it's just a placeholder sign or reese. That's not optional, because the whole point is making the stab behave around the drums and bass. If you design it solo, it'll sound sick and then you drop it into the tune and it becomes mud, or it masks the snare, or it fights the bass line. Now create a MIDI track and load sampler. Drag in a classic stab sample. It could be an old hardcore stab, an orchestral hit, a sampled chord, anything with that rave attitude. Go to the sample tab and make sure snap is on, so your edits land cleanly. Then set the start point so the transient hits immediately. If there's silence at the front, you'll always feel like the stab is late, and you'll overcompensate with groove settings and the whole thing gets messy. Quick note, if you came from simpler or you're used to warping everything, remember sampler's vibe is closer to hardware playback. Clean, direct triggering, that's part of the sound. So don't overthink warp here. You want that it just plays the sample energy. Next, set the root key if you know it. If you don't, just approximate by ear. Play a few notes and find the one that sounds most home base. It doesn't have to be perfect for jungle stabs, but getting it roughly right makes your patterns feel intentional instead of accidental. Now we tighten the amplitude envelope. This is your first modulation priority because it controls space in the groove. Think of it like this. In DNB, the drums are king. Your stab is a guest that needs to move out of the way. Set the amp envelope attack super short, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. We want the stab to speak. Set decay somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds depending on the sample. For one-shot stabs, pull sustain down low. You can go all the way to minus infinity for pure stab behavior, or keep it around minus 12 dB if you want a little body hanging on. Then release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Enough to avoid clicks, but not so long that it smears across your snare. If your groove starts feeling slow, it's often because the release is too long, not because your drums are wrong. Cool. Now the money move, the filter and filter envelope. This is the Dufoix bark, the thing that makes a static sample feel like a real instrument. Turn on sampler's filter. Start with LP24 for that heady classic low pass. If you want a little more airy rave edge, try LP12 later, but begin with LP24 so you can feel the envelope clearly. Set your bass filter frequency somewhere in the 600 to 1800 Hz range. Lower is darker and more techy, higher is brighter and more obvious. Resonance around 10 to 25%. We're seasoning here, not whistling. Then add a bit of drive in the filter section, maybe 2 to 6 dB. This is one of those hardware lies that sounds great. A little internal drive before you even hit your external saturation makes it feel like it went through a sampler and a mixer. Now dial the filter envelope. Start with envelope amount around plus 25 to plus 45. Attack basically instant, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe 0 to 20%. And release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Listen for what you're aiming at. Each hit should have a quick bright bite at the start, then settle down darker. That gives you impact without leaving brightness smeared across the bar. In a rolling DNB loop, that's the difference between this stab punches and this stab eats my hats and snare. Now we add motion, but we do it the authentic way, subtle first. This is where people accidentally turn a jungle stab into a cheesy wobble lead. Don't do that unless it's specifically a fill. Go to sampler's LFO section. Choose sighing for smooth or triangle for a slightly more noticeable movement. Set the rate slow for drift, around 0.15 to 0.45 Hz. That's that gentle instability you feel more than you hear. Route the LFO to filter frequency, amount small, plus 5 to plus 15. And here's a pro move, add a tiny amount of LFO to pitch as well. Tiny. You're not making a siren. You're making it feel like a slightly imperfect sampler, a slightly worn record, or a cheap clock drifting. If the pitch movement becomes identifiable as vibrato, you've gone too far. In DNB context, keep LFO subtle on your main pattern. Save the heavier LFO depth for turnarounds, fills, or the last two bars of a phrase. That way it feels like performance, not like a preset stuck on one setting. Now velocity modulation. This is the part that makes patterns talk. Without it, you can write the best rhythm in the world and it still feels looped. Set velocity to volume in sampler somewhere around 20 to 40% so ghost notes fall back naturally. Then map velocity to brightness. You can do this two ways, velocity to filter frequency or velocity to filter envelope amount. Both are great. Start with velocity to filter frequency around plus 10 to plus 25, or velocity to envelope amount around plus 10 to plus 20. Then actually program it. Don't just leave every note at 100. Make your main hits around 95 to 127. Make your ghost stabs around 40 to 70. Now the same MIDI rhythm suddenly has front back depth, and it sits with breaks way better, because breakbeats already have that dynamic internal motion. Quick coach note, treat sampler like a performance instrument, not a one-shot player. The 90s flavor comes from micro variation plus macro moves. Micro variation is velocity, subtle LFO, tiny pitch drift. Macro moves are every 4 or 8 bars. Something changes like more envelope, more drive, a brief grit moment, then back to baseline. That's the language of rave arrangements. All right, let's make it sound like it came out of an era-appropriate chain, but still works in modern DNB. After sampler, drop an EQ8. High pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Stabs should not fight the bass and definitely not touch the sub. Then if it's boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz. And if you need more attack, a gentle lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but don't boost your way into harshness. Then add saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And very important, gain stage. Match the output so, when you bypass it, it's roughly the same perceived loudness. Otherwise, you'll always think more drive is better just because it got louder. You want to hear tone, not volume. Optional but extremely rave. Add redux. Start subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits, and downsample maybe 1.2 to 2.5. If it gets too crispy, back off the dry slash wet or reduce the downsample. Redux is a spice, but in this genre, it's a very delicious spice. Optional blue. Blue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening it, we're just making the stab feel like it belongs in the same world as the drums. Now check your stab and mono early. This is a classic trap. You process it, it gets impressively wide, and then in mono it disappears or turns thin. Put a utility on the track, set width to 0%, and confirm it still punches. Then put it back to normal width. This one step saves you from heartbreak later. Next, let's talk arrangement, because modulation is arrangement. A great patch that never changes will still feel static in an 8-bar loop. Try a simple 90s-ish structure at 172 BPM. Intro for 16 bars where the stab is filtered and teasing. Slowly open the sampler filter frequency over time. Then in the drop, 32 bars, your main groove plus bass plus stabs. Put stabs on offbeats, or do call and response with the bass. Then a mid-drop variation for 16 bars, raise the LFO amount slightly, at higher velocity accents every 4 bars. And in the turnaround, last 2 bars, pitch the stab up 3 or 5 semitones for that classic lift, maybe hit harder redux, just for that moment, then snap back to the cleaner main tone. Here's a simple pattern concept that works constantly. Put a stab on and after the snare. That push is a jungle staple. Then occasionally add a triplet stab fill. Not all the time, just enough to wink at the listener and keep the phrase moving. Let's avoid the common mistakes while we're here. If you crank the LFO depth, it stops being a live sampler and becomes wobble lead. If you don't high pass, your stab will murder your low end and your mix will never feel clean. If your release is too long, it smears over the snare and kills urgency. If your resonance is too high, you get whistling tones that dominate everything. And if you ignore velocity, your groove will feel flat no matter how cool your sound design is. Now some heavier, darker DNB moves. Use the sampler filter drive first, then hit saturator after. Two-stage aggression feels more hardware and less like a single distortion plugin doing everything. For ghost notes, try mapping velocity not only to volume, but subtly to amp decay, and maybe even more subtly to release. Quiet notes become shorter automatically, which keeps the groove fast and makes space for snare edits. One key decision to make, how stable should pitch be? If you're aiming jungle or hardcore, you can tolerate more pitch wobble and drift. If you're aiming tech step or modern rollers, keep pitch steadier and put most movement into the filter envelope and drive. If you want a super practical performance workflow, build an instrument rack around sampler and make one macro called accent. Map it to multiple places, increase filter envelope amount, nudge filter cutoff up slightly, push saturator drive, and bring up redux dry slash wet just a touch. Now, instead of drawing automation on 5 lanes, you can perform the energy with one control. Keep it low for the groove, push it for fills, final 2 beats, or the last bar of an 8-bar phrase. Another advanced helper is key tracking. If you play the stab across the keyboard, low notes can feel too dull and high notes too bright. In sampler's filter section, increase key tracking so higher notes open the filter more. The goal is consistent bite across the range. And here's a fun 90s adjacent trick, resample to commit. Once your modulation feels good, freeze and flatten or resample a few hits at different velocities or notes. Load those back into a new sampler. Now you've printed the vibe, and you can push processing harder with less CPU and more commitment. That's a very authentic workflow. Print it, sequence it, and move forward. Practice exercise time. Duplicate your stab track 3 times and make 3 versions. Clean, ravey, and dark heavy. For clean, minimal modulation. Filter envelope amount around plus 15 to plus 25. No redux. Light saturator. This is your control group. For ravey, filter envelope amount plus 35 to plus 55, LFO to filter plus 10 to plus 20, rate around 0.25 HC for drift or sync it to 1/8 for more rhythmic hype. Add redux around 12-bit and downsample 1.5 to 2.0. For dark heavy, lower the bass filter frequency, say 400 to 900 HC. More drive inside sampler plus more saturator. Shorter amp decay, tighter release, and consider light sidechain ducking, just 1 to 3 dB. So it never steps on the drums. Then write an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4 use the ravey version. Bars 5 to 8 switch to dark heavy. Automate filter frequency slightly in the last 2 bars so it feels like a phrase ending, not just a loop restart. This audio version is shortened for playback.